Sharon, when you're ready.
Okay, can you hear me? Yes. Okay, so this week I had to let go of two friends that have been my friends for a while. And they've been, attacking, the just attacking Democrats and just one. I was just trying as the ego to fix them. I was just trying to tell them, that we're all God. And then all of a sudden, I offered one of my friends, she wanted to move to a place that was affordable. And I said, how about Colorado? And what I mentioned, she screamed, they're Democrats. And it brought up this like awful anger in me, Helen. Like it just came out like, and it was ugly. What came out was like, would you run from a Jew? I'm Jewish. So there's something in the system that is very protective of, and I don't practice Judaism, but I certainly have had experiences out there in of abuse being Jewish, so much as, so I had a, and then I apologized, and then I just sat back, and then there was something in me that said, you must let go of these people, because they keep calling me and hating everybody that's Democratic. And I just told them I was going into silence, and that was it. But I'm very angry. I've had a lot of rage come up, and I've been doing this work for a while, so I know the rage is within me. Do you think that's okay that I let them go? Because I did tell them I love them, but I can't keep hearing something that is just so hard for me, because, another friend posted on Facebook, she was in a Trump rally and it looked like she was at Hitler's rally. I studied the Holocaust when I was young. I'm Jewish. There's a lot there, Helen. So I know that I'm never guilty. And what I've been told by people that are in your place is that life is living, so don't judge it when you do fall back into this, awful place of hate, because I was in hate, pure hate for these people. What do you have to say about that?
These two particular people are the perfect example to do the homework on. What actually are they really?
Okay, I can do that.
You don't have to contact them at all or anything to do.
Oh, good. That's what I wanted to know.
What you're really angry about is your ideas, where you still see difference in these beings. If we're seeing, as we get into a program like this, if we're seeing a difference between a Democrat and a Republican and Krishna, we'll be intensely disturbed inside. We don't want to see any difference. That doesn't mean we're going to become a pacifist or just completely allow anyone to walk all over us. I don't want to get into that side of it in this program.
Okay.
Where you think there is a difference. Okay. So there is no difference between anything that you see in creation ever. It is all the same one being. Sometimes disguised quite cleverly as being not the one being. But if you push beyond these ideas inside, there is infinite peace. And sometimes to really aid your investigation, you might need to physically step away from them for a little while. And then maybe later you can re-engage from seeing the real essence of what they are. And maybe you don't either, but...
I'm not guilty though, right? If I don't ever... I have a lot of guilt that I let them go because I... And there's a program, there's a pattern from the time I was five that I have fixed people.
To interrupt there and say, the guilt and the anger and all of that is based on what you think they are.
Okay.
I have to say it really directly. Okay. All this is based on what you think they are. Okay. And when you see what they actually are, it will all disappear. Meaning all the conflict inside yourself. And
so was this self-hatred that I was dealing with? Is that what I was feeling?
Don't even worry about that now. Finding out what they actually are.
All right. Okay. I don't want to. I did have one time at 16, I did acid, and I did, there's no world, and all I saw were pictures, and it was awful, awful, awful. I was just 16 years old.
Because you didn't have the understanding.
I had no idea. Yeah, I was, but I mean,
when human being comes to see that there is no difference, comes to live from that place where there's no difference left inside, no distinction, even between the self and illusion. When one human being does that, it's not a human being doing that, it's the infinite being recognizing itself. And the kindest thing any of us can do for the world today and for everything that's going on is to recognize the essence of everything, because our inner distinction, our inner difference, our inner judgment of what is right and wrong and all of that is reflecting in the world, not just you, Sharon, obviously, all of us collectively, the one being appearing as all these human beings are agreeing that there is something very wrong, and only that misperception when healed and by actually seeing what everything really is through the understanding of causality in lesson two, when you come to see clearly inside what everything actually is to such a degree that you don't even want to imagine anything about anyone anymore, then that has to immediately reflect upon the world, in the world, as the world. And you do have that power. Everyone has that power because they are the infinite being already. I can't stress the importance and the urgency and the relevance of that last sentence that I've just said enough. And if you never saw me again, I've told you the one thing you need to know, right, in that. Find out what everything actually is, beyond ideas, beyond experiencing them, beyond all of that. And see what happens to your world when you do that. And if every one of us does this, it's not hard at all. It's just a willingness to find out. Can you see at the moment there's still a little bit more allegiance, that the scale is tipping to what you think about these beings rather than what they actually are? It's just, that's all that's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, there's everything here is space. I know it's all,
so intellectually. That I know has not gone deep enough.
No, it hasn't. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to, I didn't want to go on Facebook anymore, but I can't get to I can't get to all the, the help I get, so I will usurp them. I will just go past all the stuff.
There's a great thing available on Facebook, and that is unfollow. So you don't have to even stop being friends with someone. You can just unfollow them so that you don't see what they're posting.
Okay.
They don't know that you're not seeing it. And it's not from making them wrong. It's just, okay, this is a valuable resource that I can use, community that we're building with the Facebook group for this particular program as well. And I went through a point where I unfollowed almost everyone just because I wanted to only, there were certain groups I was in and pages, and I wanted to access those, it's, all that needs to happen is you have to fall a little bit more in love with what they actually are than the illusion of what they are, what we think they are. And if you can do it with these two beings, and you can, because you can do it with the entire world.
Oh, I have a lot of people I'd like to do it with. I mean, obviously, the ego. Is this ego a computer? I mean, is that what it is? Just this, doing these patterns?
It's a habit. Ego is a habit of paying more attention to shapes and labels than essence.
And so being the noumenon, the ego is actually feel so alive because we're so powerful that we've done that too.
Reality, look through the lens of ego, everything you see as that ego looks intensely real. So just to turn that around, what is everything actually? What is this being, this thing, this whatever actually?
Sitting with it, I guess, just sitting with it.
And take it deeper and deeper, and you will fall in love with, you'll see the being that you used to hate, and it will make you cry out of the beauty, that the diversity that can seem to play. make you cry in a positive way, I mean. So.
Oh, I know. At the retreat, I did that a lot. I mean, after the retreat, I understand this, but there's no me. So who, because I am the noumenon, I have just the powers.
Forget all that now and really embrace this question.
Okay, the question I will just do is...
actually are they, you know, and just take one of them or whatever, and then, you know, mm-hmm. as you do okay. this, you are undoing your ability to focus on the shapes of everything and the concepts about everything. So this
now, how about when I paint? If I wanted to do art, you know, you said, you know, like that's form. I mean, you know, I'm an artist, so I felt to do that. Would that be okay? Like, you know, because I... just see the art is just formless. I don't
ask me again, sorry.
Well, when you, I could have misunderstood when you said just pay attention, because I see the space, the contextual field is everything, and I'm in that. But is it okay that I do things in the material world still? Like, you know, I mean, you're not saying that we have to let go of things.
Do whatever, let the body do whatever it does.
Okay.
Your inner attitude is the only thing we can control, and it's the only thing we need to.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Thank you so much.
Look forward to hearing some homework about it if you want to. How are you getting
on? Well, thank. Yeah, I will. But I just can't. My computer broke, so it's a whole. I'll get on when I get it back. It's just I just had to get a new phone, so I will write to you. But I'm doing okay. I'm okay with what, even when I suffer, I'm okay.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay. Last but not least is Ian.
Me.
Oh, Maggie, sorry.
Yeah, I don't exist today, apparently. Just a couple of things, really. I've been asking the question, similar question to what you've given us homework around the where am I question. And it was just to share what's helped me to keep on with the question, listening to Caroline and Sergio. I've said often that it's in my phone and I get a reminder, and somehow my phone switched notifications, so I don't get the reminder anymore, and I've kind of left it off just to see how it goes. But what helped me to be able to ask it very easily was to have the reminder initially that came on every night, so that it reminded me that if I hadn't asked it through the day, but also to ask it on, ask it about nice things as well. I found myself asking it about the new baby in the family and the immense joy that's felt with that, and that really helped it become a regular thing. I also applied it if something came up as soon as I was able to remember to ask it. So it was just to kind of help with that. My question is about, and your answer to Sharon helped. And immediately when it was the question about, just check what it is because I've got it in my phone, about the person who's another being who irritates. It's quite easy to think of someone, a family member who's been, let's put it this way, a good, no, it's not Ian, it's not you. it's actually your brother. No, it's just someone who's been a good teacher to me, let's put it that way, and challenge. But also
when around him,
yeah so I'm really going to work on that, and things are a lot better again, but anyway, I'm going to work on that. But also when Sharon was talking, Ian turned to me and I said, I'm applying this to, and name someone. And that's where my homework's going to be. Mm-hmm. And it's someone who's not someone involved in our lives, but has had a very, very massively negative impact, and emotions coming straight away. And it's someone who's caused a lot of pain. Is that the right thing to do? Is to really, because you know, for me, I go for the jugular. If you set me a task, I try to really apply it to go to the most painful thing. Is that, I know it's the right thing because I can feel it.
Yeah. If you feel able to tackle that or tackle something that ego doesn't want to go towards, you know, for all of us, there is a particular being in our lives that we think there is no way I am ever going to see this person as the self ever, no matter what. You know, if even Krishna manifests and touched my third eye right now, I still would not, you know. But that is the I can't talking, and it's not possible for the infinite being to not see the infinite being. And just to recognize that that power is already inside us to do this. Trying to do it as an ego is impossible. Instead, you just go, well, just the curiosity is shifting your identity. The openness of the question and the curiosity is shifting your identity from ego to self in that moment. And just to want to see what this being is, the one that we really don't want to on some level look at, is in a profound spiritual advancement that has to be fulfilled. Meaning, to even want to take a being that we really intensely dislike or has caused us harm, or, you know, there's every reason in the world, and every other human being in the world would agree that we should not come to see what they actually are. And our own ego is telling us that we'll be unsafe if we do it, that we'll just accept them walking all over us or whatever it is, you know, that we'll be naive or something like that. To even just want to do that, to even be hearing these words in this class, is already evidence that it has to manifest. Meaning the unfoldment of that, isn't it? Rather than if, it's not an if, is what I'm saying. Just the idea, even if you're 1% willing and 99% resistant, it's got to happen. So just cultivating that, shifting that balance over.
It's when you were, when, you know, Sharon obviously saying how she's been feeling, and Ian just turned to me and said, I'm applying it to, I'm not going to name them. And it, it's funny that we both had exactly the same reaction to your the question that you've set us.
There's beings in my life that if I look at them from the egoic perspective, still can't forgive and forget, and never will be able to. And there's also the self where it's not relevant. And both of those perspectives are fine, you know.
Yeah, that really helped actually, Helen, because it feels like I don't want to do alternatives, but in one way, I'm absolutely okay that that situation led me, in a way, led me to all of this. But there's still a, you shouldn't be able to look at that and be okay with it. But like you said, I don't have to walk up to them and give them a hug. Well, you can't hug anyone, but, you know, I don't have to.
And that being accepting what they've done or what they've said or how they've treated you or what impact they've had, that's not what's occurring. You're seeing from the place where they never were that separate being also. You're only seeing what's actually true, really. That's all we're doing with this question. It's important to remember that. And also in that, you will be more empowered to keep yourself and everyone else that depends upon you safe from beings like that. You know, you just won't be able to be around them vibrationally. You know, and that's a good thing.
I mean, it's not someone who's actually part of our lives. It's just a...
Yeah, but from even drawing in anything similar, it just can't happen. You know, it's that vastness is gone then, as in that pattern's gone then to imagine. So
it's very... it's very, I say it's very small fry now, but it brings up an emotion just bringing it up. So it's obviously still there for both of us. So
we all want to be the essence of Krishna and our favorite teacher and the Buddha and, you know, in all of that. And when we're reading certain scriptures or having them read or something, that it's just really also taking that to the other. It must also be the same self appearing as, but not limited to, this person that really gets me, you know, inside. So
thank you, thanks Helen, thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, so we'll leave it there for today, and keep your homework coming in. And again, I just want to leave you with one last thing, that it's not a difficult thing to do this. If you can get the essence of what we've been talking about, it's an attitude, it's a willingness, it's a cultivation, a little bit more curious every day, rather than, I've got to climb this mountain right now and I'm either seeing the essence of something or I'm not. It's it's just a much more effortless thing than that. It's a falling in love with reality rather than our thoughts about reality. And that's something that you will be working on for the rest of your life and then into the next life if you choose, into the next body if you choose. So you can relax about it. And this class isn't going to cause that. It's just supporting that that's already occurring inside you and that there's a place to come and consciously discuss it and work with other beings in it. So lovely. Thank you.